Hello, hello everybody, and welcome to our integration session for our fight response in Buddhas and Butterflies. And as we wrap up our entire series now on the fight response, I'm going to invite you to settle on in for some breath work. And a reminder, for that breath work, we're going to breathe through an open mouth, and we're going to breathe without pause. So that means we're going to take out the pause at the top, and the pause at the bottom of the breath. So in a way, the inhale, just as it's ending, the exhale begins. And just as that exhale ends, the inhale begins. So there's never a pause or a gap. The breath is always flowing. And as you breathe through the open mouth, that vibrant inhale is a little bit longer than this surrendered exhale. It's like air leaving a balloon on a surrendered exhale. So vibrant inhale, surrendered exhale. Vibrant inhale, surrendered exhale. Vibrant inhale, surrendered exhale, and you can choose your own rhythm, your own pace. We often end up doing it to time in the music. However, notice when that's happening. Notice if you actually want to breathe at that pace. You can always kick it up a few notches, or you can take it down at your choosing. The faster you breathe, it's like putting a little bit of gas on the fire, so to speak. That's your gas pedal. The brake pedal is by slowing the pace or taking the breath to the nose. That works just as well. And it works in a way that's a little bit more subdued. So if you're finding any part of the process overwhelming or too much to be with, you can titrate that down for yourself. Okay. So as you begin to settle into that rhythmic breathing pattern, you're going to hear a little bit of music come on. And you should still be able to hear my voice talking over top of it. If for some reason that isn't the case, let me know in the chat feature or wave at me on your video. Thank you for turning on the videos. I deeply appreciate that, y'all. I'm going to invite you now to be on your back, gently opening up the jaw to the point of even just like a mild stretch. The back of your teeth and the front of your teeth alike are opening almost to the point where a toonie or a bottle cap could fit between them. And as you connect to this first minute or two of breath, dry mouth happens, that's normal, it's natural. If you can push through it, meaning don't try to swallow or drink water, but simply allow for that breath to do what it does and the mouth to feel as it is, the dry mouth will dissipate. So as you lie on back, opening the jaw, stretching into that breath, vibrant inhales, surrendered exhales. Breathing without pause. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in, to create, to come alive. Every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go. To make space and to allow. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And if any part of that is pleasant and neutral, taking time to savor that, to drink in a little deeper. And then on purpose, while you're staying with that breath, I'm going to invite you to scan your environments inwardly or outwardly, whatever feels right for you. And just letting your gaze land outwardly or inwardly on whatever feels pleasant to be with. whatever you happen to locate in your space around you, noticing more inside of you, noticing what it is you like the most about that thing. And savoring it, drinking in. Observing it, appreciating it, being with it. And as you drink that in, the invitation is to breathe in it, to breathe it inside of you. Breathing it all the way through you. You might even imagine it can go all the way through every single cell, every part of you, every arm, leg, head, chest, abdomen, pelvis. Through the arms. Through the legs, through the head, through the chest, through the abdomen, through the pelvis. In a way, inviting it to surround you 8 inches in every direction around you, above, below, beside you, around every single direction, surrounding, cocooning yourself in this energy of all that feels good about it. And just notice what it is to be held, cocooned, and supported in this way. What is it to be supported in every single direction? As you connect to that breath, vibrant inhale, surrendered exhale, breathing this energy of support all the way through you. Every single cell receiving this energy of support from you, through you, within you, around you. And notice how the body responds. And if any part of that response is pleasant to neutral, taking time to savor that, to appreciate that, to drink that in a little bit deeper. Creator, spirit, God, universe, beauty, the eternal, whatever your name for this is, thank you. Thank you for being here with us today, and thank you to all of our compassionate helpers, seen and unseen, who may arrive at any point in our journey today, to continue to provide other forms of support. We give thanks to all of those that arrived before us and those of us to come. Thank you for carrying your story forward. And thank you to our ancestors, our lineages, our families, our history from where we've come from. Thank you to the stories that they've all held, all of those that have come before. May we be a part of that living story, allow it to move gracefully through us, to nourish, to support those to come still. Those in our families, those in our ancestors, those in this lineage of yours, as well as all of those in this world, breathing for any beings in this world that you feel called to. And as you do so, notice what it's like to consider potentially those who you've never even met, a form of family, an area to connect to. And we give thanks for those that have stewarded these lands, that have caretaken the soil, the ground, the water, the air. Thank you for all that you provided for our capacity to be here, to be alive, as to celebrate this life in deep, nourishing ways. And may that too live on in good ways for those yet to come. And thank you to this very land to hold us today as we breathe. As we're held by the land, thank you to the sky above us, who also holds us in a very different sort of manner. Thank you to the earth, the air, and thank you to the water and the fire and all the elements that roll through this existence. Thank you for being here as you are. Thank you for calling this medicine in. And thank you for your curiosity to explore. The invitation is to continue to be curious, to see what the breath shows you, to see what illuminates for you, and to see where this journey takes you today. Whatever your intentions are for this journey, for this world, for you, and anything in between, I offer you blessings. Blessings on your journey. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace. 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 As you settle into this breath, vibrant inhale, surrendered exhale, if it feels right to you, you can pick up the pace just a little bit. If you've got space, picking the pace up of the breath just a little bit up now. Yeah, that's the way. You're doing great. As you breathe, what is it to be here, to be present within you, present to all the stories that you hold? And I invite you to tune into any particular story that might seem to be really present to you around your intention for today, And as you become present to that story, noticing how the body seems to hold that story for you. What's the sensation, the feeling? Maybe the story has an image. Noticing any images that are connected to these stories, the story that you most tuned into around your intention for today. And whether it looks like a garden, a graveyard, or anything in between, breathe into it. Breathe into this space inside of your body and notice what happens. If there's any impulses to move in a particular way with that, honoring that. There's any impulses to breathe in a certain way to connect to that story, honoring that. If there is an impulse to offer sounds, honoring that. Yeah, that's the way. Honoring your breath, your movements, your sounds. There's space. And there's time. Offering all that this story is holding for you. Space. Offering it time. As you offer that story of yours and all the holdings in the body, space, and time, notice again any particular movements or sounds that might wish to be expressed with that, and honoring that and allowing that to come through. And what if it's not what you think it is? What if it's not what you think it is? What if it's not as bad as you thought it was? What if it's not quite what you thought it was? What if? And offering your breath to any spaces where that story seems to be connected, lingering. And all those spots in the body where the story seems to be held, all those spots, as you offer your breath, your awareness, your sounds, your movements, notice how old this story might even think that you are. And if you happen to get a really young age, like less than 10, potentially even babyhood, infancy, in the womb, I'm going to invite you to let that little one inside of you, let their needs be known. Noticing, as the adult that's listening to me, what that little one seems to need. What does the story within you seem to need? If it feels right, offering a touch. Offering it words of love, of tender care. And offering it the energy that it needs to move. You may even begin to sway a little bit with that little one, side to side, front to back, or any which way. Or you may from there begin to dance with this little one in your imagination. And if it feels right in this moment, here and now, letting any movements of expression come through your legs, your arms, that express this movement, this connection with this little one. It feels right to you now, even taking it to a little bit of shaking, trembling in a good way, tremoring through the legs, through the arms, And let's let the story move through you. Through arms, legs, head, moving, shaking, tremoring. And then taking that movement all the way through to the head and the rest of the body, and letting everything get involved, shaking. Feet, ankles, knees, hips, wrists, elbows, shoulders, neck, head, ribs. What is it to shake your ribs? Your spine. What is it to shake your spine? And muscles of the body, muscles of the body, the muscles of the arms, the legs, muscles of the pelvis, muscles around the front of the body, the abdomen, muscles through the back body. And then giving that one more breath. And letting that come to stillness and noticing what seems to be present here. Getting curious, is that story the same? Is it different? Notice how it's different. And noticing what's here now that wasn't there before. Noticing what's here now that wasn't there before. What's new? And drinking in all that newness, any parts that are nourishing. Drinking that in through every single hollow space in your bones. drinking that nourishment in through your very blood that flows through you. Drinking that nourishment into your very breath. Bathing that breath. Bathing that breath in this nourishment. You, the offspring of God, of universe, of spirits. At the same time, somehow also the essence of God, spirit, universe alike. For you, my love, are both the offspring and that which gave birth to this offspring. You are both. And you get to rest here on this earth. Held by the sky above and the earth below. In this particular expression, in this form of you as a human. Existing in this form as a human, and somehow also being here in existence as a form of the all. And again, my love, you are both, you are both. For you are a human being. You carry both humanness in this form and beingness as a part of the all. It's said that your legs, your arms, your head are the centers of doing. The chest, the abdomen, pelvis, the torso, the pelvis, the centers of being. And again, my love, you are both human doings and body of being, the all. See what it is to connect to both human being. We're the interface. In love, where they interface in lights, where they interface in being pure life, you are all of these things, love, light, pure life, human being, all of it, all at the same time. Breathe that in, let that rumble through. And see what it is to open up your arms, to take it in just a little bit deeper if you're open to it, expanding your reach, expanding your arms to reach out, to take this in a way that your arms get to move wide open. And you get to drink in as much of this as you like in any way that feels right. Moving those arms, opening that chest, opening this heart of yours to drink it in just a little bit more. No need to hold back. No need to restrain. You've done that enough. You need to take it all in as much as you want. There's no quota here, loves. It's all for you. It is all you. And getting curious with anything that says otherwise, getting curious with anything that says otherwise, breathing this energy through and noticing what happens for you. Noticing any story that that's connected to from early life and breathing with that in all the ways that we have today. Continuing to receive and drink this energy in as deeply as you like with your arms. Whenever that feels right, you can drop the arms back, but staying with it for as long as you wish. Until you feel complete, you get to decide. Because the gift of being in form, the gift of being embodied, is the capacity to experience being an autonomous being, meaning you have choice. You have choice. Being allness, not so much. And in this very moment, you can choose light, love, pure life, whatever that might mean. And if you are in a place to choose that in this moment, notice what that offers you. Notice what stories get to drop away. If you're love, light, pure life, what are you not? And how does this body feel here, receiving this energy, this love, this light, this life of yours? And how in this moment do you choose to express love, light, life? How do you choose to express this love, this light, this life? What if you got to choose that just a little bit more, to express it a little bit bigger? How could you exaggerate that and lean into it? For you are free. You are free to express yourself in this moment. You are free to express yourself, to have that Shakti type like energy move through you. Shakti being the energy of expression, of animation, of life. You are free to express you. You are free to express you. If any part of your body needs just a little extra love, I'm going to invite you to bring your hands there. Bringing your hand to any part of your body that needs a little bit of love. And drinking that love in is a form of expression. Letting that body talk back to your hands. It's a conversation of love. of tenderness from hands to body and body to hands. And when you're ready, letting the practice of the breath drop away and simply resting here. Creator, compassionate helpers, thank you for all that you've offered. Thank you for holding us. We release you. Thank you to this land, to the sky above. Thank you to our families, our ancestors, our lineages. And thank you to this animating force that expresses through every single one of us in unique ways. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. And when you're ready, offering small movements to fingers and toes and rolling to one side, letting your body rest there for the next couple of minutes. And receiving the effects of this practice. If you're drawn to journal, you're welcome to take the next couple of minutes to do so. Over the next minute or so, gradually bring yourself to a seated position. And again, thank you for the opportunity to be here in this way with you all. Thank you for drinking this medicine in and sharing it in these ways. Mwah. I'm going to stop the recording here so we can share and have privacy honored in that way. For those of you listening to the recording, I welcome your shares at any time afterwards. And feel free to reach out to me with a message, a text, an email, however it feels right for you. Okay, bye for now.